H.G. Wells didn't only write about traveling through space, he also wrote about traveling through time. The time traveler, the narrator of Wells' book, The Time Machine, believed that time is only a kind of space. We can move forward or backward in time, just as we can move forward or backward in space. To prove this theory, he wrote, I invented a machine that could travel either forward or backward into time. When the machine was finished, I climbed up, sat in the saddle, took the starting lever in my hand. I felt like a man who holds a pistol to his skull. What'll come next, I asked myself. At first, I moved the advance lever ever so slightly. I looked at the clock and saw I'd moved ahead 5 hours. And then I drew a breath, set my teeth, gripped the starting lever with both hands, and went off into time. Day went into night, and in a moment it was tomorrow. The change from night to day was like the flapping of a great black wing. I had a feeling of helplessness, of headlong motion. I went on, still gaining velocity. I was still in a place where I'd started. Only time was changing. And then I resolved to stop. I grabbed the lever. The time machine went reeling over and over, and I was flung through the air. There was the sound of a clap of thunder. I was wet to the skin. I stood up, and I looked around. A colossal figure of a white marble sphinx on a pedestal loomed above me. Panic gripped me. Do men still live on Earth, I wondered? Are they still human? I turned frantically to the time machine, thinking I'd go back. I saw the dials, and for the first time I realized that I was in the year 802,701. I'd traveled over 800,000 years into the future. Just then the storm ended, and I heard voices. The people came toward me. They were beautiful, graceful, and slight. Perhaps 4 feet high. They were as simple and as pretty as children. They called themselves Eloy. That evening, I went for a long walk. I saw nothing but the beautiful countryside. Where were the Eloy's farms and their factories? Where was their work done? I found the lawn where I'd landed, but it looked different. Something was missing, and then I realized what was wrong. My time machine was gone. Examining that lawn, I could see the machine had been dragged into the hollow base of the Sphinx's pedestal. But what odd little footprints surrounded it. They could not have been made by the Eloy. I went up to the base of the pedestal and I pounded on it. Open up! Open up! Give me back my time machine! But nobody answered. There was nothing I could do but live with the Eloy and find out more about them. One day, as I strolled about, my attention was attracted by some strange circular wells. I peered down into the darkness, but I didn't see any water. Instead, I heard a noise that sounded like the pounding of heavy machines. The following day, as I explored a dark passage in some ruins, a queer creature rushed by me. It was dull and white with a queer little ape-like figure. I gave chase, but it disappeared down a well. Looking down, I saw that metal bars were fastened to the wall of the well, forming a kind of ladder. And then I realized that the descendants of man had become two species. One was gentle and helpless, and the other did all the work. But they were ugly, doomed to live in the darkness, deep down beneath the earth. I found out the Eloy called these underground people Morlocks. One day, I decided to descend to their civilization. I climbed down a well at the bottom of the shaft. The sound of machines grew louder as I felt my way along a narrow passage. Then I came to a large open space. I struck a match. The Morlocks drew back before the light. When the match went out, I was clutched by several hands. As I retreated to the narrow tunnel, I realized that light was the only weapon I had against them. My matches lasted until I got to the well shaft. As I started up, my feet were grabbed from behind. Kicking wildly, I fought my way up. Finally, I was safe in the sunlight. Since I had no more matches, I knew I had to find another weapon to use against them. I walked a great distance, and found an abandoned museum. There I found a lever I could use as a weapon. I also found the one thing that made the Morlocks helpless, because they lived in the dark. A box of matches to provide light. And I also found a jar of camphor, which would make an excellent candle. It was nearly sunset when I left the museum. As I went back through a forest, I gathered wood to build a fire to keep the Morlocks away. It was soon full night. I built the fire and ran boldly into the woods. In a few minutes, the Morlocks surrounded me. They were at my heels, clutching at my clothes. I lit the camphor and the flames drove them back. Then I realized that I'd lost my sense of direction. Which way was I heading? Which way was out of the forest? I decided I'd have to stay where I was. I built another fire. The smoke made my eyes heavy. I was exhausted. And finally, I slept. I awoke feeling the Morlocks' hands upon me. I rolled over and grabbed my lever. I struggled to my feet, swinging at them with all my strength. The woods were full of the stern cries of them. And then came a very strange thing. The darkness seemed to grow luminous. The Morlocks began to run away. I turned around. I saw the whole forest was aflame. It was my first fire coming after me. The hissing and crackling behind me. The explosive thud as each fresh tree burst into flame left little time for thought. I followed the Morlock's path. It was a close race. Once the flames outflanked me on my right, I ran to the left. At last I emerged upon a small open space on a hill. I was safe at last. The forest burned on all sides. The Morlocks, blinded by the flames, were helpless. Several times I tried to tell myself, it was just a nightmare. It wasn't a nightmare. It was real, very real. By morning, the fire had burned itself out. I made my way back to the Eloi. I decided I did not want to stay with these people any longer. Man had become either useless or terrible. I went towards the pedestal where my time machine had disappeared. I now realized it had been dragged there by the Morlocks. To my surprise, I found the doors open. There was the time machine. Ah, but it was a trap. The Morlocks thought they could outsmart me. I stepped into the pedestal. As I examined the machine, the doors of the pedestal slid shut. In the darkness, I felt the Morlocks' hands upon me. I gripped the levers on the machine, and the next moment, I was hurtling through time. I clung to the machine as it swayed and it vibrated. I watched the years speed by. Finally, I was back in my laboratory. I was back in the present. Everything was exactly as it had been when I'd left. Only my time machine had moved from the southeast corner to the northwest corner. That was the distance the Morlocks had moved it when they dragged it into the base of the pedestal.